Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We are live from Freebirds in Irving off of North MacArthur. And man, it is drawn today. I'm really excited. Thank you very much to the people in Irving and outside of Irving for making this all happen. We still got giveaways. And by the way, in case you're curious, you come in here, I have like what is essentially a giveaway table right up at the front of extra stuff.
Kevin walked
that
in
I brought
with stuff that was stacked over his head. And he just like just slammed it down on the table and said, y'all come get some.
And
he did.
And then I talked to HR real briefly and we started the show. And so, yeah, if you're worried about it, you can come on up to the front to that giveaway table and make it happen. We're going to do Cowboys win because, Cowboys lose because. But, Alec, we have two important pieces of business to throw out there.
Oh,
first
no.
of all, the fine gentleman who is busy as hell today, who's brought us the Custom Edge Intercontinental Championship that we will auction off as part of Peace-a-thon. He also took down another super monster and made the determination that the first time wasn't enough, so he asked for more toppings on all of it, and he finished eating a super monster in 12 minutes, 55.73 seconds.
What?
Okay. Is that a good time?
That is an if you took 4 hours, I would be like, good job.
Okay. All right.
When he did it in 15 minutes, I thought it was the most amazing thing I've ever seen, eating-wise. And then he said, give me more, and did it 2 minutes faster.
Oh, wow. Yeah, he added more ingredients. Yeah, for sure.
It's crazy.
That's impressive. That's impressive. Next time we do two, and we see how he does with that.
Oh.
Is he ordering more food right now?
I think he is.
He is. Yeah, okay. Sure you are. Yeah, sure. Water. We're not shaming you. I mean, this
actually,
is awesome.
Yeah, no, definitely don't make fun of him. I'm sure your wife's amazing. She's awesome. But, Corey, you have some fuel to add to the fire for the Cowboys-Eagles rivalry as people text in 877-881-1053 on the Frankel and Frankel Injury Attorney text line. Cowboys win because, Cowboys lose because.
Okay, Kevin, and I know this is on Twitter. It's on Facebook now. A Philadelphia area elementary school put punching bags up in the hallway. And I don't know if this is like their gym teacher or just one of their other teachers, but they all have boxing gloves on.
Yeah.
And all the punching bags have huge faces of Cowboys players. Kevontae Turpin, it's
I
got Dak
Dad.
Prescott.
Yeah.
They had DeMarvion Overshown, Javonte Williams. So down the entire hallway is these punching bags with huge faces of the Cowboys players on it. And the coach is encouraging them to punch the punching bags and punch the Cowboys players. I don't know the story behind it. I don't know any reasoning for it other than they're teaching the hate early. But this is I think it's pretty genius.
No, I do too.
I wish my teachers would have done this back whenever the Cowboys were winning Super Bowls and we could have been punching the Bills' faces or something like that.
See, I think it's great too because then you can grow up to be the most famous athlete in Philly history who right now is a make-believe person named Rocky Balboa. And I know it's based on Chuck Wepner. I got it. But like that's their most famous athlete is somebody who's made up. So
this is on the news.
No.
This is on the news in Philadelphia, dude.
I get it.
They're showing kids in the hallways punching this stuff.
Look,
in the hallways on the news and even the reporters dancing up and down. And she's like, "Oh, look at this kid. He just tore down George Pickens' face and is stomping on it."
Yeah, well, that's the only way you're going to stop George Pickens this weekend because that dude has been on a freaking tear. All right.
Creole Cajun on Twitter says, "City of Philly has a 50% literacy rate. This is why." Instead of doing their classwork.
So they really just hit them with, you're punching heavy bags out in out in the hallways.
Prepare you for real life in Philadelphia.
Okay, well, that's that is a take. That is a take. By the way, for people asking about the Piston auction site, it is not up yet. I hope you guys do plan ahead in what to buy. But usually, traditionally, that goes up Monday evening or Tuesday when the show starts. We are actually still grabbing and putting up the descriptions for a few people for a few different items. So it is not live yet, and you have not missed anything.
Dude, I'll tell you this, though. Can I tell you what I told you guys last night?
That is up to you.
Somebody either on the fan text or the YouTube or the Twitch yesterday said, hey, should we utilize the dark web to get the link early? And it's not even live. It is. I have no clue. Somebody actually did it. So there are 9 registered people on the site already, and it's not even open for that yet. So you
tell
those that went out of your way to do that, y'all are amazing.
I don't really understand
terrifying.
How one gets to the dark web. I don't need to know, but like whenever people are like, I was on the dark web, like I don't really know what that means, even though I did watch all of the seasons of Mr. Robot. Mr. Robot is another one where if you want to bail after the first season, I do not think that is the worst idea in the world. All right. Cowboys win because Cowboys lose because Alec Medford, would you like to start or would you like us to go?
Oh, batting the leadoff today. Look at me.
That's right.
I feel
That's
special.
Right.
I feel special. Call me Shinsu Chu. I will go with Cowboys win because it feels like a cop-out, but I kind of said this last week and it ended up happening, so I'm going to go with it. Cowboys win because George Pickens dominates a football game again. He keeps proving that he can do it week in and week out. He is proving that he can turn the football game that he is presented on any given Sunday into his football game. He is completely turning defenses around. He is showing that he is elusive with the football in his hands, which what was the knock whenever we found out that he was available for trade? His route running and his footwork aren't exactly clean. Well, just go watch the first touchdown that he scored against the Raiders where he made 4 NFL defenders look like high school players.
Man, Alec, if we could pause on that for just one second. You're so right, because in like the last few weeks especially, I've taken more notice. When he runs any route that features him cutting inside, especially cutting inside to the left, I legitimately feel like that route is undefensible.
Yeah, and it feels like he's gaining confidence in his route running, too. He's very decisive with his cuts now and his footwork. It seems like it just took a little bit of time, and it's one of those things that, hey, you don't want CeeDee Lamb to be hurt ever, but that experience of him moving over to the true X position, it clearly taught him a lot because he's a lot more decisive in his gameplay. So Cowboys win because George Pickens shows up. That's pretty much it.
All right. I like that. Now, I'm going to kind of go a similar path in terms of this is a theme throughout the season and many seasons. Cowboys win because Dak Prescott almost always wins these games. Dak against NFC opponents at AT&T Stadium.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Is 21-2. That is the highest winning percentage by any quarterback against anyone's own division since the merger back in 1970. And it's just somehow, some way, Dak Prescott, because he's the he's the continuous presence in all of these years of teams. He wins these games, 21-2 in these games, and you just look at last week's performance. He has 41 career games with at least three passing touchdowns. That surpassed Romo for the most in franchise history. He has four passing touchdowns total. Now he has 13 games with four plus TD passes. That is also the most in franchise history, and you see that more than anywhere else at AT&T Stadium against divisional opponent.
I will say a couple things. The Fangio defense gives him some troubles.
And their defense has looked phenomenal.
Yeah, go back to that opening game. The windows were small, but Dak found them.
Yep.
He knew what he was looking for. They had a really good plan in place. I do think they caught him off guard a little bit because nobody really knew what to expect out of this team much at all. The fact that George Pickens now is more integrated into this offense, I think, gives Dak another weapon to turn to. But the windows that Dak recognized so quickly in that first game, he's going to have that same kind of game. So, yes, Dak is the consistent thing there, but he's going to have to be at his best. And I'm glad that offensive line is back and healthy up in front of him again, because they're going to need that best for him to have those split seconds to get that ball off.
I think you're really going to like this one for the 4-6-9, because we've talked about this a couple of different times already this week. Cowboys win because Quinnen Williams is awesome, and he will rub off on the other guys. You know, we've already talked about, somebody sent me a message. You don't have to accept this as fact. I'm just telling you, this is how some people feel, that Quinnen Williams already showed more leadership in 1 week in one game than Micah did his entire tenure here.
I'm saying, Kevin, as things that I'm watching and the things he's telling his teammates, they are, you got to trust me,
yeah,
because this defense is only going to work if you do what you're supposed to do, and that's go make these plays whenever I do my job for you. Cowboys win because Philadelphia's offensive line, I think, is in a little bit of a, not shambles, but it's not as elite as it usually is.
Sure, because you have the disappearance, or not the disappearance, the injury to Lane Johnson. We've talked about the concussion protocol, although it does look like there is a chance he will play this weekend, not Lane Johnson, obviously. And so they could be better off, but you might still be looking at a situation where just week over week you lost 40% of who you thought was going to be your starting offensive line, depending on what happens with Juergens.
And there are some guys that have been elite at times on that offensive line that are looking human right now.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that that's going to completely be that way, because guess what? You're playing the Cowboys, so you're going to be more amped up to play against the Cowboys for sure. But I think that's definitely going to be an option for him.
As you probably could guess, a lot of Cowboys win because revolve around this person. Cowboys win because A.J. Brown remains a non-factor and Devontae Smith gets doubled the entire game. From the 972, Cowboys win because A.J. Brown and Jalen Hurts, they got beef. And Cowboys win because, and I like this one, because they win the turnover battle. And this is something that we talked about maybe yesterday, maybe 2 days ago. The Eagles have the most efficient red zone offense in the NFL when it comes to converting that into touchdowns. They also do not turn the ball over. I believe they have
lots of options.
Yes.
Lots of options.
Yes. And I believe they have four turnovers all year.
Wow.
And so if you are able to win the turnover battle against the Eagles, where you're in a position that not many teams have been this season, and I think that is an excellent potential key to victory right there. All right, Alec, we're going to go back to you again. Cowboys lose because...
Cowboys lose because Pro Football Focus knows what they're talking about, in the sense that their corners are extremely good in Philadelphia. That is what scares me the most when you start talking about Quinyon Mitchell, who you guys have talked at length about
for
this
sure.
week, and Cooper DeJean, which the numbers are never going to pop off the stat sheet for Cooper DeJean when it comes to like turnovers in general, but interceptions especially. People love to look at interceptions for defensive backs and be like, ha, not good. No, this guy is
Look at passes broken up. Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
He is incredible in coverage. He shows the late hands. He gets the head turned around so he doesn't draw a penalty. I think he's incredible. I think Quinyon Mitchell might be even better than him.
I agree.
And I think that secondary, I didn't have many expectations for this season because I don't think their safeties are that great, but their corners are making up for it. So I think the Cowboys lose because they have the best game of their year, of their entire season in the Philly secondary, and they will cause nightmares.
So I'm going to go to a different level of the Eagles' defense. Cowboys lose because Jalen Phillips continues to destroy with the Eagles. He has only been there for two games. In those two games, he has four quarterback hits, 11 tackles, and 13 pressures. That guy has been a wrecking machine since he got there. And I know the whole idea is like, well, yeah, that's why they traded for him. I get it. But that's not always the way it works out for your new team. So, man, he has been unbelievable for the Eagles. And I think if the Cowboys lose this game, it's because he continues to wreck shop.
Yeah, dude's a good player. It's just injuries have always been a problem for him. Last one for me, then, is Cowboys lose, CeeDee Lamb drops.
It's easy to see back to the first game, right?
Yeah, the Miles Sanders fumble and the CeeDee Lamb drops were big factors. Yeah. The Cowboys not being able to steal that game on the road, and so I think that if hopefully CeeDee gets his mind right for this one and gets this thing rolling, but that one would be a bad. That is right there. Cowboys lose because CeeDee drops four passes again. LOL. So that would be you know, another one. Cowboys lose because CeeDee has a clutch drop.
Look,
that's it for me, man.
It makes sense, right? I talked about it. I did not think the quote-unquote drop he had in the last game was as egregious as a lot of people did. But if you go back to that first game, if you want to pinpoint one thing that turned that into a loss, CeeDee Lamb drops is at the top of the list.
Yeah, and I hope that his mindset is different for this game, and like, because he hadn't had a lot of play. You know, they've done a lot of training camp stuff.
Sure.
This is a much different moment that I think that he can take advantage of.
From the 817, Cowboys win because...
Oh, hold on. I'm sorry. Yeah. Shoddy said this morning with Sean and RJ that he loved the energy those two receivers brought after they got back out on the field.
Yeah.
And so that's something that I think that's – talk about their heartbeat. That is something with it that's contagious from them.
Did you like my question to Jerry when I was clearly turning it into an analogy about George Pickens and CeeDee Lamb showing up late when he went to the drive-in?
Mm-hmm. That was good. You helped set me up.
Yeah, he didn't quite follow with where I was going with that.
No, you did a great job.
From the 817, Cowboys win because they contain Hurts running. They lose if Hurts has 70-plus yards rushing. I agree with that. If you hit that number, I think even maybe 60, it does kind of feel like you are going to lose that game. From the 469, Cowboys lose because A.J. Brown goes off for 100-plus yards. I like this one from the 940. Cowboys win because they go over on 1.5 stopped tush pushes. I still think you should go back to having somebody just lay down in front of the ball. It was only 1 week, but that proved to be kind of effective.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.